Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You're listening to The Voice of Pittsburgh. This is 100.1 FM, AM 1020, News Radio KDKA. Welcome to Wednesday. It's December 8th. I'm Larry Richard.
Good morning. I'm Kevin Battle. Thank you for joining us.
Little John Lennon music.
A little.
It's kind of morbid to memorialize someone's death date. It'd probably be more appropriate for their birthday. But 41 years ago today, it was a significant moment in American history. Music, Monday Night Football was on, and he was gunned down outside his apartment building in New York City. Have you ever been outside that building?
Yeah, walked past it many times. Know exactly where it is.
The Dakota, right?
What's that?
They call it the Dakota?
The Dakota, yes. There's a little, when you come off out of Central Park, there's Strawberry Fields right there. As you come out of Central Park, the Dakota's right on, I forget what street it is, but if you go down the side street, look to the right, there's an arch. In that arch, you walk through, that's where he would have been shot, right in the courtyard there where you can see where that arch is. But now they have it sort of blocked off. You can't just walk into the Dakota as you could in the past.
By an autograph seeker who he had already signed an album for the day before, and he's still trying to get out of prison, Mark David Chapman.
It's going to be a while. I don't think he's going to get out anytime soon.
Should he get out after 41 years?
Well, if you believe in redemption, if you believe that there is a time frame for people to pay their debt to society, I mean, a lot of murderers get out pretty quickly. But when you murder a celebrity, you're in 41 years.
Well, his wife, Yoko Ono, is there every time the parole hearing comes up to make sure she puts her two cents in.
Right, and there's a lot of families that do the same thing that don't get the gravitas that she gets.
Are you saying he should be released?
No, I'm just saying there's a lot of families who are listening right now saying, you know what, it didn't work out in my family. The killer's on the loose after 5 years. You know what, if you don't want to focus on somebody's death date today, you could focus on birth. Today is the Feast of the Immaculate Conception of the Blessed Virgin Mary, Larry, a holy day of obligation for Catholics. The faithful believe that today is the day that she was chosen to be born without original sin to carry on the promise. There you go.
The yin and the yang.
Yeah, there you go.
And
that's why I'm wearing blue.
Did you see, is that really why you're wearing blue?
Yeah.
I'm colorblind, so
I understand that.
I didn't know.
Pointing it out.
What color am I wearing?
You're wearing green with a brown. It's a very nice look.
I was
going to comment on it. Yes, it's a very good look.
Paul, do you concur?
I do. I thought it was good looking when I walked in the studio to chat with you earlier.
I almost said something, and I realized, hey, he's colorblind. He's not going to get it.
Right. So.
Yeah, but I just didn't want to say anything because I don't want to be perceived as a boot-licking toady.
No, you're a network quality anchor, man.
Hey,
so says the new boss.
Wow.
Yeah, new boss Dave says, I wish I had him in New York, quote unquote. But you're stuck with us here right now.
I kind of like it here. Thanks.
And in the meantime, I guess
Paul's actually better than network quality, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I worked on a network.
Yeah. Kevin's a network
guy.
You're a network.
Better.
No, I'm saying.
Hey, getting back to John Lennon for a second.
Yeah.
Man, I'll tell you what, 41 years ago, I was working in Butte, Montana. I was a program director at all of, 20 years old? And I'll never forget, I was sitting at my desk and I heard the teletype go off, the bells ringing, and I walked over to see the news and I thought, oh no,
Yeah.
And we had just started playing songs from that new album that he had released. Double Fantasy.
And there were a lot of hits on that.
A lot of hits.
And then
we had to dig into the library and find all the, you know, all the things that he, you know, authored and performed on. And
you know what I was doing? It's one of those moments where I do remember when I got the news. I was watching
Monday Night Football.
Well, that was on, but I was watching the movie Outlaw Josie Wales.
Clint Eastwood. You were in some hotel room somewhere.
No, I was at a buddy's house, and we were watching Outlaw Josie Wales, and we got a phone call. Hey, did you guys hear John Lennon? And then we switched over and started watching the coverage. But of course, Howard Cosell, at that time, Monday Night Football was the biggest event on Monday nights on television. You know, there were three channels then,
basically. There was no Thursday night football to take the shine off Monday Night Football. And there was no cable, so you had to watch Monday Night Football to get the highlights of the rest of the league.
Most of America, it was Howard Cosell that broke the news. A tragedy! I'll have to find. We have that sound, too. But anyway, it's hard to believe. It's been 41 years.
It was Jim Gracie who was in the hotel room watching some movie the news broke. I got you confused. I'm sorry.
Well, one other note before we move on is the big international news is this video, over 2 hours of President Biden and Vladimir Putin of Russia on a video conference call. And you see Putin's in a room with a long table with a monitor at the end of their room, on the other side of the room, and nobody else there. And then in Joe Biden's case, he was at a long table, but there were several other people seated at the table with masks on, by the way.
Yeah, I'm sure with Putin, the people were behind the camera, not in front of the camera. And the interesting thing about that, when the White House talked about it, they said President Biden sternly looked in Putin's eyes. Well, no, actually, you were looking at a screen. You weren't looking at anybody's eyes. But we get the point.
Well, we'll talk about that. We got a whole lot more going on, including Josh Shapiro, the top cop in the state, wants to now be your governor, and he's coming in studio in our 8 o'clock hour and looking forward to that conversation.
A man has been arrested for setting fire to the Christmas tree outside News Corporation, which is Fox News. The building at Rockefeller Plaza there, just across the street from Rockefeller Center.
So it's not the Rockefeller Center tree.
No, there's two trees. So Rockefeller Center tree is by the ice rink. About a block away.
That's the one everybody sees that knows outside of the city. We know that one.
This one, if you watch Fox News, the one camera angle has a big Christmas tree about 4 stories tall, maybe 5 stories tall, red, white, and blue lights. Very pretty tree. It's a fake tree. Somebody lit it on fire, up in flames, last night, about 12:30. Arrested pretty quickly. The arsonist was arrested pretty quickly. But horrible. You can't even put up a Christmas display.
Yeah, I saw the video on that. That's an artificial tree?
That one's artificial, yeah. I used to work in that building. You come out.
That's your spot.
Yeah, you come out the front door, and it's right there to the right. It's unmistakable. And if you watch any of the Fox sports, you know, pregame shows and stuff, right behind where that tree is, they have another courtyard. That's where they film, like, the little displays of, for the football pregame shows, Thursday Night Football and stuff like that. So that's a very active area, and it's a very visible area right there on Avenue of the Americas in New York City.
So what do you call them? Yum-yums? Some yum-yum?
No, some. I can't say the word for that. You light a Christmas tree on fire for giggles, either because you hate Christmas or you hate Fox.
Or you're bored.
Or both.
Or both. I mean, you're an A. It starts with an A. I almost said it.
538, this is 100.1 FM AM 1020 News Radio KDKA. I'm Larry Richard.
Hey, good morning. I'm Kevin Battle.
What do you think people are going to be talking about today, boys?
Well, all kinds of things to talk about. We had the President Biden, sitting down with the President of Russia, Vladimir Putin. You think people will be talking about that? I think it was an important sit-down meeting, but is it making that much news?
Well, the national news, CBS, led with it last night.
Yeah, but you get a couple of minutes and they move on. You know, it didn't seem to garner the attention. Was there a big thing there? Was there a big takeaway from that?
I don't know.
I don't think there was, but I do think that people will be talking about the Amazon outage. It touched a lot of bases.
Yes.
And it's still touching. So they're still working on the problem.
So my wife says to me, something happened. And I said, what do you mean? She said, I was trying to order some food online.
It's called divine intervention for you, Larry.
For me, it wasn't such a bad thing. She goes, it wouldn't go through. And she didn't realize that there was an issue. So for those that don't know, Paul, what was the issue with Amazon's outage?
Well, they have this, I didn't realize that they were into this as well. They have cloud computing is what they, and they host basically a large variety of very popular websites and apps. So, for example, Disney Plus might have been unavailable for some people, or even some parts of Amazon. I mean, the actual number of the number is unknown of how many apps or services, web services, are being interfered with, but it's a long list of the ones that I was looking at earlier. Let's see if I can find it here real quick. And here we go. Amazon Web Services.
How long was it down?
It still is.
Oh.
Wait a minute. Now they're saying that they have identified and fixed an underlying problem, although many online services are going to take some time to recover. But this cloud service network basically provides remote computing services for many companies, governments, universities, including the Associated Press. For about 5 hours, the companies depended on this web service from Amazon to run their operations. We're trying to find workarounds. It was it even hit their own e-commerce
operation. And our company is going to migrate to the Google Cloud here real soon. So
yeah.
Watch out when you accidentally trip over a cord. You might knock out half the world as far as cloud computing goes. Hey, one other story people might be talking about today. Pennsylvania Supreme Court, the state Supreme Court, will hear arguments about the mask mandate that's supposed to expire on January 17th anyway.
So you got three levels of that. You've got the local, private, and then you have the state. For instance, Pennsylvania, mask mandate is challenged, and we'll find out today, right, that's going back to court after the stay was put on the overturning of the mask mandate. And then the national scene. So you got federal, state, and then private business too. But private business can do what they want, right? They can, I mean, signs, you see them at businesses that say they're asking people to wear masks.
Yeah, some ask people to wear masks, some don't. But yeah, the mask mandate is for schools across the Commonwealth at this point. And there, how about this? ABC 27 out of Harrisburg brought this out yesterday. Did you realize there was no Pearl Harbor remembrance ceremony at the state capitol yesterday? None.
And the reason given?
Yes.
Because of January 6th.
Yeah, they're blaming January 6th for not having the... They're blaming the insurrection in Washington, D.C. for not inviting members of the military from World War II and Pearl Harbor in to speak. They say, the officials in Harrisburg say, no outside events are allowed due to tighter security. Do you think that maybe you can make an exception for a 98-year-old person who was involved in war at Pearl Harbor for them to come in and maybe with a couple family members to speak to you and tell their story? I think there an exception could have been made on that. And I don't think you should blame what happened in Washington, D.C. and fear that it's going to happen at Harrisburg when you're listening to a 98-year-old World War II survivor of Pearl Harbor.
That's probably a fail.
Yeah, something Kevin's got a really good point.
They overlooked to release some of those security measures that they had in place. I mean, every capital was potentially under siege last year. So
you need to have security in these buildings. However, you need to have some common sense too. And that's what Melissa Hart said indirectly while we talked to her as she announced that she was getting ready to unveil her campaign for governor. She said she wanted to bring common sense back to Harrisburg. Maybe that's what she means.
Well, why don't you ask Josh Shapiro, who will be in
the
studio.
He's going to run for governor as well.
In our 8 o'clock hour, he's going to join us, and we'll find out his thoughts, series
of
questions.
Why is he joining us, though? It has something to do with opioid abuse, so we'll have details on that coming up.
Yeah, in his current position. However, I would imagine that there are many people that believe he is the odds-on early favorite. Certainly, on the Democratic ticket, he's going to be the guy. But there are now at least 11, including Melissa Hart on the Republican side, that want to sit in the governor's seat.
I don't know if you remember this day or not, guys, but several years ago, it might have been right before the pandemic got cranking, But several years ago, the Attorney General was here, and we all remarked to one another, did we not? We all remarked that he was going places.
Yeah,
you could just tell that he was running for something at that point, and it wasn't like tacky. It was just, you could tell he was heading places.
Well, yeah, he's very well-spoken.
He has his eye on the White House.
He's very well-spoken, in my opinion. Whether you agree with what he's saying or not.
Oh, my gosh, you're kissing the guy's butt already? He's not even in the building yet.
You know, I hadn't thought about that possibility, Kevin. I just thought, but you know what? He may be going in that direction. Who knows?
I think so.
All right, we mentioned the anniversary of John Lennon's death 41 years ago, and it was during Monday Night Football that most Americans who were watching certainly found out. It was a game between the Miami Dolphins and the New England Patriots with Frank Gifford and Howard Cosell broke in. There were 3 seconds left, and they were going to try a field goal. And when they hit the timeout, that's when Howard Cosell said this.
Yes, we have to say it. Remember, this is just a football game, no matter who wins or loses. An unspeakable tragedy confirmed to us by ABC News in New York City. John Lennon, outside of his apartment building on the west side of New York City, the most famous, perhaps, of all of the Beatles, shot twice in the back, rushed to Roosevelt Hospital, dead on arrival. Hard to go back to the game after that news flash, which in duty found we had to take.
Wow. It's hard to believe it's been 41 years. And you never think at this point there'd be new stuff from the Beatles, but there is a documentary, a 3-part episode that Disney has produced where they got access to a 1969 film crew's footage who was given unfiltered access to, and remember, this is at the end stages of the Beatles as a group, and people that love the band apparently are loving this series. I just watched the trailer. Did you watch it?
I've seen a clip from it. I think it's a clip from it where Paul McCartney is like trying to figure out how to make the song Get Back happen. And he's just kind of doing his thing.
Yeah, that's the title of the documentary,
and
Get Back.
And George Harrison's sitting there next to him, and he's kind of bored and he yawns. And you can tell that they've been in the studio a long time. But just watching Paul McCartney work was fascinating.
And doesn't hearing Howard Cosell's voice just throw you back?
I love it. Oh, I love
absolutely.
It. Absolutely.
Yeah.
We were talking about Mark David Chapman and the person who assassinated John Lennon or murdered him, talking about his prison length, how long he's been in prison. He's always denied parole. The average time, the median time served, according to the Department of Justice, for murder in the United States, 13.4 years.
Time for News Radio KDK's birthdays, brought to you by MediConnect. Well, you got my heart. Nicki Minaj is 39 today. She's a rapper, singer, songwriter, was formerly a dancer. Familiar with
Nicki? Sure, she's still a dancer. She's very active on stage.
Yeah, technically she would be. This is old school, 80 today. The drummer for the Hollies, Bobby Elliott. This is a classic song. Surviving all those years. Talk about longevity. And from Def Leppard. You seem like a Def Leppard guy, Kevin.
Yeah. All right.
Phil
Collins.
Yeah, not to be confused with Phil Collins.
Drop the S. No S.
Yes. He's 64 today, 1 year shy of a ding. And do you remember Sinead O'Connor?
Nothing compares to her.
Cover of Prince's big hit.
I could never bring myself to like this song.
She's 55 today. Kim Basinger is 68.
Wow. Not supposed to say it.
Terry Hatcher, 57. Remember her on Lewis and Clark.
Mm-hmm.
NASCAR driver Kevin Harvick is 46. Phillip Rivers, who just retired last year from the then San Diego chart. Well, I guess they were in L.A. yesterday, or last year, I mean. Yeah. And Greg Allman, guess how old he would have been? Paul, take a shot.
I'm going to say 76.
Ooh, very close. He would have been 74 today. He died in 2017. Who was he once married to?
Very Cher.
Yeah, very famous. No celebrities turned 65 today. brought to you by MediConnect. Cher and Greg Allman. Remember that?
What a wild matchup that was.
Wild.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.